On our last episode, we introduced you to a number of great people we spoke with at World Crypticon in Las Vegas. Today, we bring you part two of these interviews, and it is a packed show. We've got a crypto newbie who attended his first conference, a blockchain artist who's gotten over 30 signatures on the piece he debuted at last year's WCC. Nick Saponaro from Divi is back to update with the latest, and Dominic Robbie from Evolve Events is with us to discuss the event and its future. Oh, and get this, some guy crashed the conference and our stage. We later discovered he didn't pay for a ticket and wasn't supposed to be there. More on that and a wrap-up of World Crypticon 2019 on episode number 329 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Who's bad?
Vegas is just a recent memory now, as I'm back in Denver, Travis is back in Kansas City, and you're wherever you are listening to the Bad Crypto Podcast. Welcome, friends.
Absolutely. It was such a fun, eventful week, Mr. Joe Com, and I still have my voice.
I know, miracle.
Normally big, long events like that, by day three, my voice is normally torched, but I think even though I was feeling kind of meh, I just sort of took it easy and made sure to not go to too many loud events. But oh my God, there are so many loud events to choose from.
There are indeed. You are in voice preservation mode. So
that was true.
You were kind of doling out little bits of your voice at a time and preserving
it. Well, it was one of those things. It was like, get to Vegas on the 28th early and then don't do any work with your voice until the 30th and 31st. So it was like, okay. Well, probably better just chill.
And before we jump into all this content, we've got some big, huge news from our sponsor, eToro, especially for those of you that live in the United States of America. I guess it's some good news, bad news, Travis, because first of all, the bad news is the socks are no longer available. Don't mail us now asking for socks. There are no more socks. However,
That's socks. Like, I was just going to call in and get my socks, but that's socks, man.
Well, too late.
What if I've already just signed up? What happens now?
Well, here's what happens now. If you just signed up or you do sign up now, we've got a special new offer from the number one trading platform in the world. They do over $1 trillion in trading volume, gang. And now, if you're a U.S. resident and open up a new account with eToro using the link that we provide you with, you got to use this link. Once you have opened the account, funded your account with at least $50 of dirty fiat, and opened a position with that $50 or more in any of the cryptos that are on the eToro exchange, you get $25 in free Bitcoin from Bad Crypto.
Wait, what? What? What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? $25 worth of free Bitcoin?
That's right. That's right.
How's
just open
that,
up the
that
account.
Possible?
Because we're amazing and we're going to give it to our listeners, but they've got to go to badco.in/eToro. That's badco.in/eToro. That's where you'll find the details. Go to and open your account with eToro today.
Wow. So like we're the only one that can do this, right? We're the only ones that are doing this. World and the universe.
I don't think there's anybody in the whole universe that is offering free Bitcoin for opening an account at eToro. Mm-hmm. So just us. That's because we're bad.
Mm, we got the deal. See, we're looking out for you, folks. We're here to help you out and make your life more badder.
So bad, we're good. All right, Mr. Travis Wright, before we jump into the interviews, let's talk a little bit about World Crypticon and Vegas Blockchain Week. I got there just a little earlier than you did and had the opportunity to go to the ancillary event that was happening. Michael Turpin's Coin Agenda was taking place at the Cosmo, and I got to walk the floor of the expo at the Litecoin Summit. And while in town, I also went down the street to the Venetian to Money 2020.
A lot of events going on at this whole blockchain week there in Vegas.
There was, but Money 2020 isn't part of Vegas Blockchain Week. It just happened to be going on. I think you brought it up, and I got us media passes.
Yep.
And this, it really was amazing because as I was walking through the expo floor and looking at the topics that were being covered by the speakers, it was all old money stuff. It was all, you know, the big banks, the bank cards and payment processors like PayPal and the software and tools and those that support those software and tools. So
it's mostly like money 1998.
What it appeared to be to me is new ways of doing old things.
Not a lot of blockchain companies there.
Not a lot of blockchain. A few companies were there. I saw a handful of them. Dash was there, and CoinGenius was there. There was a couple others that I can't remember offhand that I saw, but really hardly anything. And it's like the whole thing is designed around building Band-Aids to put on this broken system. And I told some people.
We were talking about this. Like all these old banks, man, they have no interest in completely disrupting their business models. They love it. It works for them. But we'll add a little layers of technology on top of it to, in the name of innovation. But not just, like you said, it's like putting a Band-Aid. It's like it's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm.
And so I didn't spend a lot of time there because the future wasn't there. The past was there. And the real action was at Vegas Blockchain Week and World Crypticon. And I tell you, that event was fantastic, starting with the poker tournament, which you played in.
Yeah. And I tell you what, folks, you're going to want to check this out. Mr. Joel Kamm, he did not participate in that. But in the day before, he did participate in the esports thing, which we talked about in the last show. Or the last episode, and you got what, ninth in that overall?
Not overall, in one game.
Oh, okay.
I sucked.
You sucked at it pretty bad. Okay.
Yeah.
And but the next day on the 29th was the World CryptoCon Poker, and you could, and Mr. Joel Kamm made some amazing videos of this thing, and he edited this thing together. It's almost 15 minutes long. Probably one of the best piece of video content that Bad Crypto has ever put out. You can check that out at badco.in/WCPT2019. That's World Crypto Poker Tournament 2019. Go check that out. Amazing video, Mr. Joel Kamm. I love how whenever I got out, you did the sad trombone sound. That was great.
I thought you would like that. Yeah, we won't spoil by telling you, who won the poker tournament, but I hope you guys enjoy the video.
But it wasn't me.
It wasn't Travis.
Yeah.
It was sad Travis. So the poker tournament was great, and then we did Bad Crypto Live on Wednesday, and that episode is going to come out on our next show, which will be episode number 330. And then on day two, we did the Token Tank.
Yeah, but before we did the Token Tank, we did all these amazing interviews talking with all these great people, just like some of the folks you heard on the previous episode. We did all those with a VR camera as well. So there's some videos that's going to be start popping up on YouTube, on Joel's YouTube, and then probably on the, definitely on the Live Planet app as well. So we created some pretty great content. Some great interviews. And then, as you said, we had the Token Tank.
Yeah, the Token Tank. Five teams participated, and there was some serious prizes. The first place prize was a $50,000 investment, and Edge 196 stepped up. They have a fund, and they offered up $50,000, $25,000, and $10,000 investment minimum for the first, second, and third place winner. And we're pretty excited to see who won. Now, Travis and I just hosted it, and we were impartial. The judges did the judging, and they picked three teams that we have worked with. And they didn't, I don't think they knew that we worked with these teams either, right? We didn't say anything about working with these particular teams, but I'm pretty proud of all of them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We did talk about it because once, Edge 196 said they were putting in some funds. We talked to some of the people we worked with, like, hey, we're hosting this thing. We're not the judges. The judges are completely impartial. You should jump in, though, because first place is $50,000. And wow, there's like five people in it. So you got a one in five chance of winning 50 grand. Second place got 25 grand. Third place got 10 grand. Plus, they all, plus the top people got some, you know, press or some sponsorship dollars for next year's World CryptoCon and some PR dollars and some other stuff. And pretty cool.
Yeah. Third place was our friend Adrian Ashley with her new project that she's just getting started on with the funding called Lolly. LOLY.io. You know, imagine Tinder or Bumble on blockchain with consent on blockchain. Really cool idea. Second place was the Divi project, which we are advisors for Divi. In fact, we've got an update with Nick Saponaro here in a little bit. And first prize was Brandon Bergeson with MobiPay. And we've been telling you guys about it. If you go to MobiPay.io, M-O-B-I-E, pay.io, you can get $10 in free MOBI tokens, MBX tokens right now. And so it was exciting to see these teams all crushing it.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? They all did a pretty good job presenting. And what was cool is we also had the Bad Crypto Meetup, right? And our sponsor for that was Coin Genius. And, you know, they had the suite on the 60th floor. And so we invited a bunch of people. And I don't know how many people showed up. It looked like what? 60 people, maybe? I don't even know. 70 people ended up showing up, coming out. A ton of people.
Probably more, because it was supposed to be a 90-minute meetup, and it went 3 hours, and people were coming and going, and it was a great suite up on the 60th floor with a really long balcony overlooking the mm-hmm. Bellagio and the Northern Strip, and deals were being done. Coin Genius, I'm not going to give specific numbers, but Coin Genius said that they may have funded their entire raise that they were looking to do at that meetup.
Yeah, they did a presentation and some people were blown away by what they're looking at. And yeah, that was really cool. So, you know, Bad Crypto, World CryptoCon, making things happen, Mr. Joel Com.
Now, in the aftermath of the conference, something really unusual happened, Travis, something freaky deaky. Ken Bosak, who you met on the last episode, tweeted out a video that has gone viral. And, you know, we're recording this right now at 11:25 p.m. on Saturday evening. And this episode comes out Sunday evening. And Kenneth Bosak, and there's a link to the tweet in the show notes at badco.in/329, there is a guy there by the name of Jorg Molt, J-O-E-R-G-M-O-L-T. Now, when it came time for the token tank, Travis, this guy showed up as a judge. And, you know, we weren't picking the judges, so we weren't sure who they were going to, you know, pick to have on stage. But yeah, I had never heard of this guy.
Well, we knew that Michael Turpin was going to be there. We knew that Charlie Shrem was supposed to be one of them. And we assumed from the way that it was set up that it sounded like this York dude was the dude who was stepping in for Charlie because Charlie couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, okay, well, we got our judges. We had Blake Rizzo as one of the judges and then also Rachel Wolfson. But it was interesting to see how it all sort of panned out.
Well, had you ever heard of this guy before?
You know, I had not heard of the guy, but then I looked at his Twitter account really quickly to see who he was because we were sort of prepping and this guy I didn't know. And on his Twitter handle, it says, well, he changed it, but Bitcoin co-founder, author of the book, The Generation Bitcoin, founder of Satoshi School, jorgmolt.de and trainersexcellence.de. You know, I looked at it, I go, Satoshi School. I didn't read in too much of the Bitcoin co-founder, but it was on there, and I was like, okay, interesting. Maybe I'm going to chat with this dude about this later on. Why is this guy say that? But anyways, Ken Bosak, he called this guy out, huh?
He did. He posted this video talking about what a scammer he was, that this guy's a fake Toshi and that he's scamming people. Now, I don't know the guy, and he seemed to have authority, and I don't know if he just walked onto the stage, and even the name he changed to is no longer there. So just, you know, so you know, Bitcoin_CoFund that he changed to is no longer online. But Ken Bosak called him out with profanities at the conference, and you can see the video of the tweet. It's gone viral. It's had over 157,000 views 3,800 likes, 792 retweets, and word is getting around. And so this guy's probably getting harassed now. But turns out, Travis, he didn't buy a ticket to the event. He crashed the event. Yeah. At least that's what we were told.
Yeah, we were chatting with some of the founders of World CryptoCon and Evolve Events, and they said, no, this guy should not have been there. And it's just a weird thing. So the guy's name was Jörg Molt, and then he changed his Twitter handle from Jörg Molt to Bitcoin Kofa, and now he's disappeared. So I don't know. It was just such a weird thing. Like somebody would come in and, you know, and try to be an authority that way without any real authority. And you know what? Bosak called him out on it. So kudos to him.
Jörg. The such weirdest things happen.
What a dorg. Yeah.
Well, the weirdest things happen at blockchain conferences. You get people involved and people do things.
I tell you, I am Jörg. I am Satoshi Nakamoto. You can tell because I'm German and I have really long hair. My name's Jörg.
All righty. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and jump into
totally legit. Segments. How dare you guys call me a scammer? I don't appreciate it.
Not one thing. Thank you. Thanks, Jörg. Shut up. Let's go.
I'm Julius Toshi Takamoto.
Shut
talk
up.
A lot. Well, I'm talking about right now.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Let's face it. Most of the world has heard of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but the vast majority, you know, haven't opened wallets, don't understand blockchain. It's a totally new beast. And speaking of beasts, my brother, Michael Kamm, who is a beast, a certified public accountant with Manning Silverman and Company in the Chicago area, has decided to join his brother at a blockchain conference to experience for the first time. What the hell is it that you actually do? So welcome to Bad Crypto.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's two Kamms and a right.
That's
the two comms don't make a right.
Two comms don't make a right.
They can make a hell of a wrong.
So I'm kind of here learning, kind of a little out of my element, so to speak, because this is very new to me. When I first heard about blockchain, I thought it was an S&M thing. But and that piqued my interest for sure. But then Joel had to settle me down and tell me, no, it's you know, it's all in the air and it's virtual and things like that. So but, you know, it's really fascinating walking around here, talking to people, seeing what's going on in this new sphere, especially coming from the old ways of doing things with money and paper and writing down everything on a piece of paper, debits and credits and sprockets and widgets and all that good stuff. So really, I just feel like I'm almost in a different world.
Well, you know, it kind of is, right? Because it is a brave new world. The blockchain space is something that most people don't understand. And I don't think a lot of even accountants, you know how to handle this yet. So, you know, what do you hear? What's the jabber around the office? And when you're talking to other HR block people,
oh boy,
what do they think of Bitcoin and crypto?
They have no idea. I mean, most of the accountants, unless you specialize in it, and there's very few, really have a good grasp. What I think is walking around here, talking to some of these tax guys and finding out how they're building software to develop and track every transaction. It's really fascinating stuff. And, you know, the IRS has no clue what they're doing. They have five people working there now in Kansas City.
What was the new guidance? They just issued some new guidance that we talked about. That was,
well, they're going to say, like, in the 1099 or whatever, the easy form, and there's going to be a checkbox that says, have you received payment in crypto or own any crypto or.
Right. So what they're doing is they're going, in the past, they were worried about foreign bank accounts and offshore assets, and so they always had that box on the tax return. So now they're adding to it, and basically when you check that box, they're saying, audit me. So, you know, but the penalties, if you're caught, you know, if you lie on that, are pretty severe.
So don't lie.
Right? No, don't lie. But, you know, and as an aside, you should always engage a professional to do your taxes. Don't think you're saving any money by going on like a TurboTax or something. You'll miss something. It's worth hiring us. I mean,
yeah. Now, have you had experience with people saying, hey, here's my crypto? I mean, I know Joel, like, mm-hmm. went to a specific crypto.
Right.
CPA. I couldn't use my CPA because he was clueless.
Yeah, I was clueless. I know a little more now, but yeah, not too many of my clients are coming through with it yet, but I'm ready for them.
You know, they said that we saw a statistic that said that people who are using crypto in America over the last year has doubled.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, I mean, it's becoming more and more prevalent. So what would you suggest to other CPAs to how do they level up and stack the skill of knowing
right.
how to do taxes for crypto?
Well, they got to read as much as they can. There are some people starting.
Wrong answers. Listen to bad crypto.
Well, that too. Well, are you going to give tax advice?
Well, we have had a crypto CPA on the show.
Listen to bad crypto, but also consult some of the attorneys and accountants in the market who are actually getting into this, analyzing it, studying it. And right now, the IRS, like I said, has no clue. I mean, if you want to spend your crypto like the funny guy who...
Ken Bosak.
Yeah, Ken Bosak.
Funny guy.
Well, I'm being polite. Funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
He is a funny guy. Funny looking and everything else. But if you just go to Starbucks and say, hey, I want a cup of coffee with my crypto, now you've just created a taxable event.
Which is stupid.
It's so stupid because, I mean, think about it. Every day, you're going to probably do 20, 30, 40 transactions. In a year, you're going to get like 1099 reporting forms that can have thousands of transactions. And here you made 5 cents, here you lost 10 cents, and so on and so on. And just the pure stupidity of that just makes no sense. So they really need to relook at it, maybe have a threshold or a cutoff for... what's reported.
It's almost like they're trying to kill the usage of crypto.
Almost.
It's saying, it's make like it we hard. Don't really understand it. And so here, if you use it, we're going to tax it. If you own it, we're going to tax it. If we're going to this, we're going to tax it. If you smell it, you're going to walk by it, we're going to tax it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just bad.
Yeah.
In a bad way. Okay. So, you've been learning a little bit from me over the past, couple of years.
Good and bad.
You have a very small, portfolio. You've been building up your stuff. But I want to know, being here in the beginning, you were kind of like, what do you think now? What do you, if you were going to put on your prognosticator hat, which I see you have on.
I do. I do have a bad crypto. I think it's going to come like an avalanche.
Ah, look at this. This is a big change. This is coming from somebody who just a couple of years ago was
very skeptical.
Yeah. No, I think, again, most people, businesses, et cetera, aren't even ready for it and have no idea. And it's going to hit. But I mean, the thing that bothers me is once I walk around here, there's really no standards. Everybody's hawking their own.
We have no standards.
Well, yeah. Well, we know that. But I mean, no. Everyone's got a different wallet. There's all different apps and things. And,
How many different banks are there? There's always new banks popping up.
I agree. There's always new banks, but they're still trading in the same one commodity.
Right.
So easy.
Different tokens, different utilities competing to be the one that gets adoption. But unlike, so look at world currencies. Each country has their own type of currency. Sure. Why isn't there one? So why can't there be multiple different, so in those cases, this is something you spend in Switzerland. This is something you spend in Tanzania. This is something you spend in Australia. Why can't there be different uses for cryptos?
I suppose there can, but you're going to overwhelm, I guess, the masses. And, I go by the KISS philosophy in life, to keep it simple, stupid. So the easier and more mainstream or dumbing down you can do to probably people of my generation and up.
You may, when I was a kid.
Get off my crypto lawn, kids.
Yeah. So what everyone really wants to know is how is it, being Mr. Joel Comm's brother? Like, what a pain in the ass is that?
Oh, I sent him for his old app something, and I don't know if he's utilized it yet.
Oh.
You sent him some farts?
Legendary.
He did. He sent a genuine sound, which I have instructed my partners to insert into the app.
Legendary.
So maybe it's like you're the one that's had to deal with it.
Oh, you have no idea.
I'm going to take your son on. Mr. whatever, Stinky Pants or whatever his name is.
Stinky McGee.
Stinky McGee.
I think, hey, look who just walked up. Mike Tyson, is that?
Is that Mike Tyson? Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, it's really exciting to be here. I really love Vegas, but, you know, every time I come here, I'm always walking out with a black eye. I got somebody punching me in my mouth. So I really don't like Vegas so much, except I do like those guys. Who had those tigers? Were those Siegfried and Roy, those guys? I love those guys. Didn't that one guy get eaten by a tiger?
The tiger punched him in the mouth.
Oh, man.
You know, the buffet here has ears on it.
I love ears. Everybody knows that. That's why I thought Bitcoin was originally. It's like every time you bite somebody's ear, you get a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Mike. We
Mike, dubious honor.
Indubiously. All right. Well, now you know a little bit, and thanks for speaking for every man, right? Because really,
every man
and every woman
and every woman.
I'm every woman.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Stay bad. Boy. He seems to pop up wherever we are, Mr. Travis Wright. Maybe it's because he's an artiste.
He is an artiste, and he has built and created the most amazing piece of content. Probably the coolest by far. The coolest piece of content in the crypto space, maybe, at this point.
And the baddest.
Yes.
And the baddest.
Step up, crypto artist. It's Veza. I don't even want to say your last name because I feel like you should be like, you know, Madonna, right? It's just Veza. You don't need a last name. Mixed media artist and definitely a known quantity here in the crypto world. And welcome back to Bad Crypto, friend.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. I confessed to you last night my undying love for the Bad Crypto podcast. So,
that's so kind. Well, you know, so this is audio for people who are listening to the show, but we're also filming this in VR, and this is going to be available in the Live Planet app, which I believe you can get on the HTC Vive, on the Oculus Go. If you have an Android phone, you could download the app.
We'll even upload it to YouTube, I would imagine.
We can upload it to YouTube. And before us, we have the piece of art that was inspired by the interview that we did with you on episode number 130 called Blood on the Podcast Floor. And over the past year or so, you have been acquiring autographs on this piece of work, which is absolutely beautiful, especially the big bad right in the middle.
Especially the big MF.
Yeah.
That's because we're bad MFs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
It used to be FM for radio, but now it's MF.
Now it's MF because we're bad mofos.
So why are we collecting all these autographs and who has signed it? You don't have to give us the whole list, but hit us up with some of the highlights.
Sure. Well, the highlights is Blake Rizzo, the lawyer for Tour de Crypto and the Litecoin Foundation. He has set up a direct wallet for this charity called HAWC, Houston Women's Center, that has been helping women and children against violence and sexual abuse for 40 years. It's about as legit as a charity can be. And basically, they started accepting crypto, and apparently that was a bit of a hurdle. They tried many different charities, and it was HAWC that started. So they were open-minded like that. And then first the Tour de Crypto guys did their whole thing, and I just was able to donate it to the whole cause of what we're doing together. And basically, the most expensive crypto art piece ever sold thus far is by Kevin Abosh. It's the Forever Rose Project. And I want to make this the most expensive crypto art piece ever sold. So we're not going to do an open auction. Basically, whoever understands what this piece is going to be worth soon and what kind of legendary lightning in a bottle type of situation this is, even if it's $1 million, that's what it's going to go for. And whoever hands that in to the charity directly first will be getting this. But my hope is that it goes into a museum, because if you don't mind, I'll just rattle the names off in of course order of importance. So Joel Kalm and Travis Wright.
Notice I was first.
I did notice that. That's alphabetical.
Because I know you have the T-shirt of Satoshi and Vitalik or whatever. It's in the wrong one. You flip that thing around. You know? Right.
Thank you. I feel good.
But Joel's only four letters. Travis is six. So
enough ass kissing. So
never enough.
So here we go. Andreas Antonopoulos, Vitalik Buterin, Brock Pierce, Charlie Lee, Bobby Lee, Roger Ver, Charlie Schrein, Montoli Pompliano, Craig Wright, Jeremy Gardner, Maxine Ryan, Vinny Lingam, Vinay Gupta, Tone Vase, Charles Hoskinson, Ronnie Moas, Didi Taihutu, Jörg Mold, Naomi Brockwell, Peter McCormack, Adam Williams, Peter David Schwartz, Ben Askren, Drew Taylor, Brent Bates, Florian Kruger, Ronnie Moas, Kenneth Bozak, Trader Cobb, Marco Robinson, and Richard Liko.
Start the fire. It was always burning. Since the world been turning. Charlie Schramm, Booterin, na 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 na.
Ronnie Moas ain't on the show no more.
Soon there'll be Rachel Wolfson.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got another crypto luminary here with us right now. Our very own crypto chick, Rachel Wolfson. Hand her the mic. She needs to. Oh, you want to say something about Rachel? Vesa, Rachel. You know what? You could run the show. Like I said to Vesa.
Vesa podcast.
What did I say? I said, give us a few of the names. He's like, Vesa's like Honey Badger. He don't care. He reads the whole list.
Oh, sorry. I missed that.
No, you missed Pomp. Did you miss Pomp? Anthony Pompliano? He's on there too.
He said
Pomp. You say him? Oh, I did? Very nice.
Say some nice things about Rachel.
Because Rachel is obviously a part of your whole thing, and she wrote the article on Forbes about the whole crypto art movement, and I had the privilege of being on that, and the bull and the bear piece that I have was the one that led the whole thing, and that's helped the cause obviously massively, because there, ever so often, it happens very rarely that you have an art movement that happens, and then of course, for it to be about money and the evolution of humanity, that is a new movement that's never happened in the history of the world. So in that way, that she helped me become a much more notorious person, and I love you guys. I love your podcast, and she's a part of this as well. So this wouldn't be right if Rachel's signature wouldn't be on there. And of course, this piece has been on Forbes already once. So, and we're thinking about, Blake was saying last night that let's try and get it there again, and let's see who does it, because it's gone through this whole evolution of this whole year. Basically, I've been slaving my ass off and carrying this giant poster advert for you guys for the whole
work
of the year.
I do for you guys.
That's why I pop up everywhere.
You're like Wackavezza.
You're notorious, the notorious VESA.
Yeah, so Rachel, love your thoughts on what Vez has created here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for the kind words. And I mean, I remember I think I saw this one. It was in Miami, right? At Art Basel. Was this one? Yeah, so I first saw it there about a year ago. And I mean, in all of your artwork that was on display, it's beautiful. And I was really taken aback by it just because I've been writing about the space since 2017 and I hadn't really experienced crypto artwork before, and seeing your artwork, it was magical for me, and it was inspiring. And so of course I wanted to write about it, and you're an awesome person, and so I'm glad I could help and, you know, put it on Forbes at the time that I did. But I truly believe in you, and I know that, you know, you're going to do great things, and you've got a story to tell, which is awesome, and your artwork tells stories.
Excellent. Well, Rachel, grab a Sharpie or pen there. Hand that back to Vesa. And now we're going to have the signing of the art. Can we have some signing music? Now Rachel's going to pick up the marker. She's going to sign the piece of artwork with everybody else's
Rachel
name
Wolfson
on it.
Joining the place. Bad crew of us flawed human beings for a good cause. Crypto unites.
Flogged.
The best signature ever.
Flogged. That's a good place.
It's a bad
right
coin.
Yeah, right, yes, above please. The bad coin.
On a bad
That's
coin?
Appropriate. Just put your hand behind the piece. Maybe
coin.
Move a little bit.
I mean, it's got a finger up there.
So that you can support it so it doesn't...
This is a great cue for you guys that you're going to want to make sure you go to the Live Planet app to see this video. Now, it's not going to be up when the show releases so because much. The videos need to be put together and uploaded, but probably by sometime first week in November,
so
you'll be able to find them up there. Good job. Rachel Wolfson has officially added her name, making her signature number what?
I don't know.
We need to count them up. We need to know.
Sure.
Like, let's tokenize the signatures too, right? Is a
sure.
NFT.
Because you have a video for pretty much every signature. For the most part,
yeah, yeah, just that whole thing, and it has a movie about it as well, of course, and
you know,
they're,
cool.
they're telling the whole story, because the real inspiration was you guys and your show. I mean, my vanity thing of my episode of 130 was there, but it was done before we did our show, and it was just because I've been listening to you guys for pretty much solid 2 years in a row.
He's like, you're the reason for my art. You're the inspiration. Vesa, thanks, dude. We can't wait to see this continue to build. Pretty much that you're going to start having signatures around the outside space, right?
No, this is now starting to...
It's going to be framed.
This is pretty much the last day that I'm getting signatures, and I'm going to hand this out, and it's going to go to a secure location, because basically I'm shit scared of losing it or screwing it up somehow. Because
this is it.
Yeah, this is becoming it. And now if I'd love to have CZ from Binance sign it, but he's going to have to fly where this pieces now if he wants to be a part of this lightning storm. So this is getting it closed.
Well, there you go.
Very cool.
Thanks, buddy. And thank you, Rachel. Appreciate you both. probably the best hair at the table, I'm going to say, belongs to Mr. Nick Saponaro of Divi Project.
Wow, that's an honor to hear.
I mean, cool. It's just solid. It's got personality of its own, right? It's full. It's lush. I kind of want to touch
it.
It
looks like Patrick Mahomes, dude.
Travis could like have the best hair, but I've never seen it. It's always look. You got to flaunt that.
I got nice hair.
DiviProject.org. We've been pleased to be advisors with your project, to telling the whole republic about what you guys are doing. You've been on the show several times now, and you've got the wallet, the mobile wallet, to be able to check the master notes. Just update us. What the heck's going on?
It's been pretty breakneck as far as speed goes. After acquiring the remittance company in Costa Rica and beginning to expand that operation, you know, we just opened our second physical location in the real world in Costa Rica. So people are actually coming into the store now and being offered the opportunity to save money on sending money back home by using Divi or other cryptocurrencies. That eliminates the entire friction of setting up an exchange account or even really knowing what crypto is or what all of this is for. What I'm really promoting right now is benefit-driven paths to adoption, right? Not features. We've made so many features and no one cares about any of the features, right? Now we need to build things that benefit the real world so that people can get into this stuff without having to worry about sovereign identity and decentralization and all those things. Because frankly, not many people really care about that stuff.
You know, we went to your meetup and you were showing us a little app.
That's right.
I don't know if we can talk about this or not yet.
Sure, sure.
But there's some really cool stuff that you guys got brewing coming out in Q1, right?
Yeah, it's looking really good for a public beta Q1. We're going to have pretty much all the features that we've been talking about, you know, the peer-to-peer as well as the custodial exchange all within the wallet, USD as well as Bitcoin and Divi all within the wallet. It looks great. I mean, it looks like I've had multiple people here at the conference say, oh, it looks just like, you know, an upgraded version of Cash App that now has my favorite cryptos in it.
That makes me hot and bothered. I mean,
you could do masternodes from the app.
Right. That's what excites me because, you know, we're on the road for a week, sometimes 2 weeks at a time. And I go, my computer back home is where I have the Divi software set up. So I go home after I'm on the road and I launch it and I look at my masternodes and I see all the Divi that I've made. And you said soon you won't have to wait till you get home.
Yeah. No need to wait till you get home because the mobile app and the desktop app are totally interoperable. Or you don't even have to use the desktop app anymore. You can just do everything from your phone, staking, masternodes. You can see how many lottery tickets you have, you know, for the lottery block. And you can, of course, send and receive money all over the world. So it completely eliminates any friction from the whole cryptocurrency experience, really.
So great. So what are your thoughts on World CryptoCon? How has that been for you?
You know, it's always one of my favorite events every year. All the best people are here. You guys, obviously.
All the best people and also and you guys.
And you guys.
Some of the subpar people also are here, so that's okay.
But you know what we see now is it's not super heavy in attendance, right? But it's quality people. And that's exactly what...
Super quality.
Very high quality. And that's exactly what we thought we would see as the bear market started to eradicate the crap.
Did you make it to our meetup last night?
I did, yeah. I was there.
That's right. You did pop in. So you saw... Right. What this community is like. They come together and, our sponsor there, they raised a bunch.
Yeah. Right there on the spot.
Right on the spot because the quality people. So like there's a great reason for anybody to come to, you know, crypto events, but especially World CryptoCon in Las Vegas.
Definitely. And, you know, with a whole week's worth of events, there was just an unlimited amount of content, even starting with Money 2020, which is more that traditional finance world. But still, I mean, there was something for everybody this week, and I think that's why it's such a high quality.
Yeah. Event. Hey, when are we going? When are we going to Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, actually, you know, if you guys want to come down, we're doing a little retreat at the end of November, and
over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No. Not at Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving.
Okay, so that'd be December.
Yeah, it's like the last couple days of November into December.
Awesome. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'd love to go to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I've never been, and I imagine in December it's probably not as humid.
No, it's actually the best time of the year to be in Costa Rica. And we're going to be, you know, doing all the fun retreat stuff, but we'll also have some events at the Redivi offices.
So right now, if they go to wallet.diviproject.org, they can sign up to be notified when the wallet launches, right?
Exactly. If you want to be first in line for the debit card or for any of the features that the wallet will provide, definitely head over to that link.
Awesome. Nick, thanks for joining us again. Wallet.diviproject.org.
Boom.
Thank you, guys.
Chakalaka.
And being at World Crypticon, of course, we have to have one of the founders at Evolve Events right here, Dominic Harabe, in the house.
It's actually pronounced Robbie, though.
Well, you know, I guess Harambe said he had a bad ending.
Yeah, you know, these checks, you know, they throw an H in front of a consonant. What the heck are they thinking about?
Right. Check, check, double check. We just call you Dom, though.
Dom's fine with me. Whatever he called me, just don't call me late to dinner, guys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, leave the bad jokes.
I got to do the cliches, man.
Leave the bad jokes.
That's why I'm here with BCP, baby.
Yeah. So, dude, this is a second time you guys have done World Crypticon. We're here on the last day. Tonight's Cryptoween. How you feeling?
Exhausted.
Yeah.
In one word, exhausted. I think I've had about 10 times more Red Bull than I have in the last 10 years. So just living off adrenals, man.
Nice.
Charging those things.
How do you think, from your perspective, how do you think this event compares to last year's event?
I don't think that they really compare, frankly. I think that we've grown so much as an organization in a year, irrespective of the price of Bitcoin, really. I mean, obviously, the Bitcoin's trending up more than it, you know, down. Last year, it was trending down, so that probably impacted things. But it was our first time. We were just kind of getting our feet wet. Now we've learned a lot from the first year. We're going to learn a lot from the second year. But having now a Vegas Blockchain Week, an entire week of content, one of the things that we really wanted to do is engage a greater cross-section of the community. The blockchain ecosystem consists of a lot of different personalities, a lot of different archetypes. You got, you know, guys from Wall Street. You got guys that are the developers. You got, you know, blockchain enthusiasts. I mean, there's just so many different archetypes. I mean, mining, for instance. You know, we have an entire aspect of the conference dedicated to mining and infrastructure. So we're just absolutely thrilled with how things have kind of turned out. You know, Litecoin Summit now being participating in Vegas Blockchain Week. We have Coin Agenda, Crypto IQ, EOS Pavilion. So there's so many different elements. And one of the main things that we wanted to do is to really reduce this notion of tribalism of this, you know, my chain is better than your chain. Because really, that kind of gets away from really growing the space.
Well, it's a silly battle to have because everybody knows that bad coin is the best coin.
Well, exactly. And I will tell you, I am a miner. Okay, I'm a bad coin miner.
You're a major miner.
Yes, I am a
miner. You're over 21.
Okay, true. I digress.
Yeah, no, this has been a great event. And I think what you guys did that was so brilliant was really a community-focused thing, right? Because World Crypticon was planned for, you know, to be this three-day event at the end of October. But then you saw that, hey, EOS is having an event in Vegas, and you know, Michael Turpin and Coin Agenda is going to be here, and the Litecoin Summit is going to be here. And you kind of went and said, hey, guys, why don't we just handle all the logistics? Let's bring all the events to Vegas Blockchain Week at one hotel. And I think you've created something here that is going to persist for a long time.
I hope so. I really do. I mean, I think that, you know, and nothing against Consensus because I love Consensus. I mean, go to Consensus and they're the 800-pound gorilla on the block and they put on an amazing, amazing conference. But I think, too, you know, when you go to New York Blockchain Week, everything's kind of scattered. It's all over the place. True. And if you can do things a lot more compact and under one roof, then you really make it a frictionless experience for the attendee. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to do is, hey, let's host all these events under one roof and let's make it super, super easy and convenient for the attendee where they can attend multiple events at once. They can, you know, if they are a developer, they can just, you know, attend the developer conference. If they are a miner, they can just attend the mining conversations. So that's one of the things that we wanted to do is not spread things all around town, even though Vegas is a really accessible city. That's one of the reasons we also chose to work with Vegas is, hey, listen, it's an entertainment capital of the world. People want to come here anyhow, but it's also very easy to navigate. It's easy to get around. True. So that's one of the reasons we're excited about growing here.
Now, I have a question around this because I noticed that San Francisco decided to do San Francisco Blockchain Week the same time Vegas is doing Vegas Blockchain Week.
Yeah.
Did you run into any problems with like speakers or anything? There was any challenges because of the overlap between the two?
Not really. I mean, I think that, you know, if you look at their lineup, they got a very, very powerful lineup. I was really impressed with their lineup, but I'm also really impressed with our lineup.
For sure.
I think that we did an amazing job of attracting good quality speakers, A-listers, you know? And so
you got Joel Kahn here.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's us.
And then there's you guys. Listers. Absolutely. No doubt. But I think what's cool about it is that really shows the maturation of the space too, because we're seeing that two entirely you know, huge blockchain weeks on the same side of the country occurring simultaneously, and there's they're both well attended.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that, you know, we're now there in that space where who knows what the future holds. Is it 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people showing up at these things? We think so.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to be a part
of it. And, you know, pick Vegas over San Francisco, because here you don't have to worry about stepping in poop, you know, or yes. or on a needle or something.
Well, yeah. I love California. You can just take a shit anywhere.
Dom, congratulations to you, Adam, Eric, the whole team, what you guys have put together here. We're grateful to be a part of it, and I hope you'll have us back next year.
Oh, of course. Wouldn't do it without you guys. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Appreciate it. All right. Bombs,
boom.
Guys.
Lots of different content, lots of different voices to share what they have discovered and what they experienced at the event. And we still have one more to go, Travis, the Bad Crypto Live. Is going to be hitting the podcast channels on Tuesday, BCP 330. And that was a really fun show. Had a great time.
Yeah, we did. We had some pretty serious people there. And then also Bosak was back sitting in one of them in one of the main chairs. And you know what? He was pretty coherent for being as incoherent as he was.
Bosak back and he's calling out Jorg Malt.
I'm Jorg Malt. Quit making fun of me, Mr. Joe Kama. I have to sue you.
Okay. It's like, as long as you're not Mike Tyson and punch my teeth out or something like that. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. The Republic of Bad Cryptopia is thriving because of you. Please make sure that you subscribe to the show. Once again, that is the metric that iTunes looks at to determine where a podcast is going to rank. So if you haven't subscribed, please take a moment to do that and perhaps turn a family member or a friend onto the Bad Crypto Podcast. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah. And make sure to check out Joel's video. You can check that out again at badco.in/WCPT2019. And actually, one thing that was not in that was Mike Tyson's intro. So Mike Tyson did an intro to the beginning of the poker tournament. And let's maybe end the show with that. Mike Tyson's little intro he did.
Okay, very good. So we're going to stay bad. We're going to invite you to stay bad. And here's what Mike Tyson had to say at the beginning of the World Crypto Poker Tournament.
Hey, is this thing on? Hey, World CryptoCon guy, can you hear me down there and downstairs? Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to my house. This is my Mike Tyson mansion. I bought this for my boxing. Pretty good, huh? So welcome to my house. We're going to have the second annual World CryptoCon tournament. We're playing poker. You're free to use my house. I'm cool with that. But I'm upstairs, and I don't feel very good, okay? I drank and I smoked way too much weed last night. I was hanging out with Snoop Dogg. He's in town, and I'm so tired. So please be quiet. I don't have to come down there and beat you all up and punch you all in the mouth, okay? So shut your faces. Also, be careful if you go out in the backyard. My tiger's somewhere. I can't find him. He's a big precocious. Also, be aware of that. Also, good luck to everyone except for Charlie Shrem, Brock Pierce, Scotty Wynn, Lacey Jones, David Williams, and that Travis Wright guy. I hate those guys. If you knock them out, I will personally give you a tenth of a Bitcoin, okay? And I might just come downstairs and punch them both all of them in the mouth. So I don't care. Oh, by the way, Adam Williams, where's he? Adam Williams, where are you? Okay. Hey, Adam Williams, when I first met him, he had a full head of hair until I punched him in the mouth. I wish I would have got that on TikTok or video, Instagram or something. You should have saw it. It's like all of his head just punched out at once. It shows my power. It's discombobulating, devastating, huh? Okay, everyone, go win them Bitcoins, keep my house clean, keep your mouth shut. I don't want to come punch anybody's mouth. Now I'm going to take a nap here on my polar bear rug. All right, now shut up. And thank you very much. Good luck with those Bitcoins.
Who's bad?
The
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.